This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. James Beard Award-winning chef Marcus Samuelson has recently added a new feather to his toque, brand advisor at Bon Appetit. He joined that magazine this summer about the same time as new editor-in-chief Don Davis, who's managing a new approach there after the previous boss quit amid anger among staffers at the Condé Nast company's food brands over racial insensitivity and how people of color are treated and paid. Chef Samuelson, who also has a new cookbook out featuring the work of black chefs, joins us here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be on.
I'd like to talk about the joy of the holidays, and we can try that subject in a moment. But this winter is going to be, what would you say, awful for restaurants and restaurant workers?
Well, I think it's by far the toughest winter that we've gone through as an industry. It's very important as chefs and as community to support each other, support one another, and coming up with inventive ways to how do we navigate, because there's definitely hope. You know, there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here, but it's about how do we navigate through these tough times, and particularly for Black and BIPOC businesses, because, you know, historically it's always been harder for Black and Brown communities to have access to finances and start the business. So I'm very worried for my friends and colleagues, but there is some light by the end of the tunnel.
You've been calling for government aid to that industry since the dawn of the pandemic. Would some more aid help even at this juncture?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We worked together with Independent Restaurant Coalition. We had a bill on the floor in October, and then obviously, a lot of focus was on the Supreme Court nominee, and then that led into the election. So the difference between having something that would go through Congress October 30th versus getting something that might get through either before Christmas or after Christmas, those 8 to 10 weeks difference, that's the death of small businesses. And it's important to think about the numbers here. There's between 11 to 16 million people work in an independent restaurant in America. And I would say 60 to 70% of them right now are, you know, those small businesses are all hurting. So 60 to 70% of them can be unemployed with no guarantees on the other side. You know, that means that 7 to 8 million people will be impacted and infected by this. This is not a small number. It's the size of New York City.
I mean, you have the restaurants in the U.S., but I think also in 7 other countries for a total of 8 countries. I mean, do you see other countries taking a different, perhaps more productive approach to helping out this industry through this terrible period?
I mean, Canada just did a big initiative, for example, where we have a restaurant. And I mean, every country, every place is very different for so many different reasons, right? I mean, not having a healthcare system that supports the poorest and the middle class, for example, in this country has hurt us tremendously. So it's not just that you're impacted by what the government is not doing from that side. We're also hurt by the fact that we haven't built a healthcare system that impacts, obviously, people in hospitality business even more, because in many cases with this pandemic, we've been first responders. So, you know, this has disproportionately impacted Black and Brown people, and there are a lot of underlying issues there in terms of access to healthcare and so on. So it's already a complex issue that I think, yes, the U.S. government's handling of the totality of the situation has not been ideal from so many different issues. So I think there's many other countries we can look at as examples, but even there's been changes. So I think I'm much more hopeful with the new administration coming in.
You're also trying to push for cultural change in the restaurant industry, the food media industry. You're playing a new role at Bon Appetit magazine. Among the roles there, brand advisor. What's the problem that you're trying to help them solve over there?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the silver linings and one of the most incredible experiences I've had this year has been the pleasure of working with Condé Nast and being a guest editor on the holiday issue. You know, when I started in the middle of summer and got the support from Anna Wintour and her team, was really to transform and to be part of the transformation. And it has been everything from the new chefs that's going to be on bonappetit.com and on Condé Nast. And we have a whole new roster of chefs coming in there, which is much more BIPOC and so on. But then also in leadership, and have they had a part to work with Don Davis, Sonia Chopra, and also Agnes that heads up the entertainment side of Condé Nast. All four of us, we basically started at the same time. It's been an incredible journey to transform the platform and add value to it. And not just sprinkle diversity to already established incredible magazine and brand, but actually be part of a transformation. And it couldn't have been done without the leadership from Bon Appetit and Condé Nast.
And you alluded to it there. I mean, there's rethinking the content, diversifying the voices and the approaches in the content, but there's also making sure that the potential audience knows that this is a magazine with something to say to them.
Yeah, I mean, we feel, I mean, strongly, and Don is a master in that, and so is Sonia, and I'm a big champion of that. We want to make the magazine more reflective of how America cooks and eats and gathers around food. You know, and I think the December issue is a great example of that. And even in Sonia's, I thought the November issue, that was Sonia's first big issue, you know, you started to see different ways of approaching the holidays. Our issue, the December, January issue, is that I have the privilege to know how spring's going to look like on the magazine side. And I know the stories that we're working on. We both want to navigate our audience and chefs through this very difficult winter, but we do it through a diverse storytelling and great cooking and just reflect more the way the country eats and cooks. And it's going to be through diverse voices. And that's the beauty in American cuisine, that we have each other, that we are diverse. And I think the holiday issue is a great example of that.
Sonia Chopra, the new executive editor there, and Don Davis, the new boss over there. Now, your new book just came out in recent weeks, The Rise, Black Cooks and the Soul of American Food. This is a cookbook, but it's also, what, a reflection on the culinary achievements of Black people, which have often, I mean, you've said before, often been written out of history.
Yeah. I mean, The Rise is really a great opportunity to celebrate Black excellence when it comes to American food. And there is actually four original cuisines that completely is tied to the African-American experience when it comes to food. Southern food, that we refer to as soul food, barbecue, Creole, and of course, Low Country. These four incredible cuisines that we think about as American food all stem from Black experiences. And with The Rise, it was important to highlight the incredible people that brought it to us, that very often before there was recipes, through rituals and oral history, took care of it and eventually led us into this generation of amazing chefs like Miss Leah Chase, Edna Lewis, and so on. And then what does it look like in a modern way, right? You know, Black food is not monolithic. It can be immigrant-driven, whether you're Jamaican-American or Haitian-American or Ethiopian-American, but it could also be impacted by the Great Migration. So in the book, we focus about 45 different Black chefs in the country, from Aisha Arrington in Los Angeles to, you know, some incredible voices, not just chefs, but like Miss Jessica Harris, that has obviously given us so many great books, Tony Tipton Martin. We also have a chef like Eduardo Jordan in Seattle, for example. So these Black chefs and writers, not just in New York or in Los Angeles, but across the country. And this is really, if you're wondering how can I help out, there are Black and BIPOC chefs in your community. Seek them out, support them in any way you can, whether that's ordering or buy merch from the restaurant, because they're going to need you more than ever.
Yeah, more than ever. Now, Chef Samuelson, there's so much going on. You know, this pandemic, there's this new energy in the social justice movement, but among other things, you want us to cook?
Yes, absolutely. The way we engage in race and culture hasn't worked. Cooking could be this incredible, delicious way where we can talk about each other's race, identity, culture in the most delicious way. How incredible to take this holiday season and, you know, not only cook from The Rise, but ask curious questions around Black cooking in America. Why is it that these stories are not household names? How can we broadcast it? How can we upload it? Because it's America's food. You know, when you think about pop culture, when you think about jazz, hip-hop, R&B, rock and roll, the Black experience is completely part of that. right? And I want Black food to be just as standardized and part of American repertoire as we've done with Black music.
And, you know, I appreciate that in a big commercial kitchen, maybe it's not a moment for reflection. But if you're cooking at home, that's a place where you can kind of get into a zone and start thinking about bigger things.
Absolutely. And, you know, I hear it a lot from my non-Black friends. How can we assist? How can we be an ally? So many people want to be part of it. Well, cooking is one way. Having that discussion with your family. What is gumbo? What are these incredible, rich stories? You know, what is the Low Country from the Carolinas? And having those dialogues and conversations and seek out those stories. And that's one of the things that I look forward to at Bon Appetit, telling more untold stories. So we work to a more equal food community, equitable table. Those are all big questions that I know we can take care of, you know? I know we can do this together.
So hungry now. Marcus Samuelson, chef extraordinaire, guest edited the holiday edition of Bon Appetit magazine. And his new book is called The Rise, Black Cooks and the Soul of American Food, a cookbook written with Osei Enderlin. Chef Samuelson, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you. Thank you.